for Ronnie James Dio, yeah! I don't know if you play that, but you should.
Hello, welcome back to Freak Folks. You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park with Galia.
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Is this
and
thing on?
Lila. Hello. And you know how it be. We're missing DJ H-Dub, but you know she'll be here.
She'll be here.
She'll be here when she'll be here. Just a classic. While we wait for DJ H-Dub, let's listen to a quick PSA.
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Okay.
That was Carly Rae Jepsen. Do you remember her?
She was reading that PSA.
It just says OCC Carly Rae Jepsen. Maybe her song was in the back.
So call me maybe.
Anyways,
so.
You guys probably really missed us. It's been two weeks.
Since we've been here.
Yeah, we had to take a week off for the observance.
For the observance. But we are, oh my god, that fan is so loud. But we're here now. We had a good observance and yeah, just so happy to be back. And it's fall break. Oh my god, it's gonna get so hot in here in like 5 minutes.
Happy break, everyone.
Happy fall. Happy break. I feel so blessed that we have this.
And it really feels like fall. It's beautiful.
And then we're going to come back and it's going to feel like even more like fall.
Yeah.
We're going to like escape to the summer for a second and then come back.
Yeah. We're going to the south.
We're going down south. We're going on a little trip to Austin.
Yeah.
Texas. Yeah. So if we come back playing a lot of country music next week, you'll know why.
Yeah. I mean, Freak Folks.
Yeah.
It's
like,
fitting.
It won't be that far out.
Yeah.
On that note, y'all, let's play a song.
Sinking spell, caught a tiny heel, pinned a notice to posts, and then crawled in my mouth. There is a feeling I love. In my brow, I have no reason to run. I see no reason. Are you with me now? It's not unfathomable. It's not unusual, baby, to feel a shadow and kind. There is a feeling I love.
Thank you. Catching up with the townies. Some have gone, but most are still around. The ghosts, them surround me. I hang on tight until they drown. Met you.
Hey.
Yellow.
So.
Howdy, freaks.
Howdy. Look who's here.
DJ H Dub on the track.
On the track.
Yeah. It's been a few songs so since the start, so you know that's how she's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
No shade, though.
No tea, no shade.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Every single time. Especially in the beginning, I was like, this is my last time being 5 minutes late. Next time I'm coming on time. And then the next time it would happen again. And then the next time. And then after that.
Yeah, it just happened.
It's now it happens.
It just keeps happening. And that's how it happens. But it's
so
okay.
Thank God we have all of us. Thank you guys for carrying my slack to the freak folks.
I think the people that really need the apology is the Freak Folk community.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Maybe you should issue out like a formal apology.
A statement, maybe.
Yeah. A video will be uploaded tonight.
Yeah.
Apology video.
And you can call in if you have felt personally affected.
Yes, please call in, guys.
By DJ H-Dub not being here for the opening statement.
Yeah. You can make any statements. You can also ask me any questions or ask me any advice.
Yeah, we really want to give y'all advice.
Oh,
we know
fuck,
you need it.
I forgot. Oh.
Oh.
What? It's okay. We're on
it's digital.
Wait,
how do you do the bleep,
bleep
thing?
Wait. I don't
can
think
we do it?
We don't have it.
Because it
doesn't actually matter.
Like,
wait, talk back.
Sure.
Oh, wait, no. That, like, cuts.
Talk
whatever.
Back.
Anyways.
Anyways, so what I was going to say is that we wanted to set up an email for people to send us advice, but we forgot. If you need advice.
This,
or maybe you could just get a burner phone.
Wait, someone actually just texted me asking for advice.
Oh my God. Okay, let's hear it.
They said, okay, what do I do if I keep giving my cat extra kibble?
Good one, Galia.
Extra kibble?
Somebody just sent this to you.
Yes. If I keep giving my cat extra kibble, but that now they're getting really fat, what should I do? And I was thinking, well,
don't ask me. Because I don't know fat cats.
But you're
fat.
A nutrition.
Her cat is
you're
so fat.
You're studying nutrition.
Dahlia, her cat is so fat.
Oh, really?
No.
Yes.
He's skinny.
No. Wait, but
he's losing weight.
And then
also.
Another text.
Oh, that's good.
Please help ASAP. He's exploding.
Okay, so my first advice would be, my dad just sent me a GIF of my cat or a sticker. It's Super Kelly.
Okay.
He made it.
Your cat's a cartoon.
Your cat is animated.
Hannah got the AI cat.
So I would say first thing is make sure your cat is getting all the requirements in their of nutrition in their diet. That's going to be make sure half of their plate is fruits and vegetables. And then half of his protein and carbs, obviously. And so I would recommend if they struggle with this to track their diet. And that's what I'm actually doing right now. And I actually have to. And that's what I actually have to write down in my notes that I'm eating granola right now at 4:18.
So why are you doing this? Can you explain for the
listeners? For the diet analysis project in my nutrition class.
Ooh.
Diet analysis.
That's interesting.
But yeah.
Is that what you call cat food, kibble?
No, that's
dog. What is kibble?
That's dog food.
I think.
Well, whoever sent that message, I will not out you.
And my dad says belly rubs also. And which is, that's a real, and that's a real thing because like lymphatic drainage.
Like it makes you less hungry.
Well, maybe the sensation could make you less hungry, but also like.
Wait.
Your mic just
okay. Say something.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go.
She's back.
Oh, the kibble got her.
I don't know, your mic just cut out.
Anyways, you could drain your cat's
silenced.
Lymph nodes with yeah.
Well, okay, that was a really riveting question. Thank you to the listener who sent that in.
Thank you, anonymous number one.
Anonymous number one. If you want to be anonymous number two,
our first advice, guys. We should brand this.
Yeah. And we are all knowing, so please.
We know everything.
Wait, what did we say in our interview? We've
had a lot of life
experience. We are worldly wise.
We're worldly women.
Be world wise, that's the RHU slogan.
Be world wise. Amen,
get
sister.
Get world ready.
Get world ready.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of getting world ready.
Let's get ready with another song.
This is a good song to get ready to.
Oh, yeah. This is what I like to get ready in the morning. Or I could get ready with it
all night.
Yeah.
Or if I'm going out in the daytime.
All day. All night, all day.
Always.
By Big Thief.
Hello.
So.
Hello.
Is my mic on?
Oh, yeah.
So, we just heard the lyrics to that song for the first time. Like, I heard the song, but I haven't, like, heard the song. You know, all I can say.
The child, anyways.
So, we love lesbians is all we have to say.
Especially when her name is Adrian Lenker.
Yes. And her whole album, her new album, it kind of does just feel like it meshes together. And
like it's one song.
Yeah, it's like very similar and like just like very similar sound. And then it meshes the words together too, because it's like I'm just listening to sound.
I disagree, actually. I think the first time I listened to the album, it all sounded the same. Mm-hmm. But I feel like every album, the first time you listen to an album,
every
all
single
the way through,
song, I always
sounds the same.
Yeah.
But actually, the more I go back and listen, the more I'm like, this was a really good album. I thought it was like kind of disappointing at first, but
after
I've listened to the songs individually instead of just the album all the way together, I'm like, okay, there's
like
a bunch of good
this
ones.
Yeah. Song is one of my favorites. There's really good ones. Yeah. Incomprehensible, yes. Los Angeles. Angeles, Grandmother's a little weird.
Yeah. I like that one.
That one's odd.
Well, I think it's just because like
Grandmother.
When I listen to an album for the first time, I listen to like a sound that like jumps out to me as like, ooh, that's really good. And then, you know, so I just like listened through and was just like waiting for me to be like, oh yeah, that's good.
That it's definitely a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
And All Day All Night would insinuate that.
Yeah.
Just make sure you always listen to the fine print of the songs.
That wasn't even fine print. That was bold.
Like
that was big.
Just
and bold.
Like keep your ears open.
Keep your ears open because you could be listening to gay stuff without knowing.
Yeah, and that's dangerous.
And that's how they get you.
Mm-hmm. It's all subliminal.
Yes,
subliminal.
Okay, so next up, we're gonna do a little experiment where we listen to a new song from a beloved artist,
dear in our hearts.
Miss Dar Williams, fake gay, speaking of which, fake lesbian,
queer baiter.
We saw her live.
Yep.
At our camp.
Yeah. If you know that one venue.
Yeah.
That venue, that softball field.
Yeah. Everyone loves her.
Everyone loves her over there.
And we're going to listen to her new song. This is first listen. I'm blind reacting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blind reaction.
Dar Williams, new song.
Maryland.
Have you listened yet, Hannah?
Yeah, I listened to it once, and I was like, we need to
talk about this.
Do a little review, because people love Dar Williams. It's Maryland. We go to Maryland, and I feel like it's
and maybe
RG.
This could be the well, it depends on what we think, but the next like Maryland football song. Like, you know, we go Maryland. Like,
it
could be a hype song.
Oh my god!
And I feel like the community needs that.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see after we listen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna listen now.
So let's hear it.
On that note.
On that.
Just out, Maryland.
Back to the free state, that's a part of me. Through the Appalachian Range and the Allegheny, heading out to the harbor and the streets of Baltimore, swinging south across that Long Bay Bridge onto the eastern shore. Free state, free and beautiful. A Frederick Douglass portrait watched every kid in school. And my parents drove us all the county wide. Anytime that Thurgood Marshall called to march on freedom's side. Of the midnight rail whose riders kept the flame inside. As Rachel Carson lives in every songbird's call. Maryland was where I dreamed I'd be, a force of good for all. Maryland, 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 Maryland. I became the congressman for the 8th in Maryland. And so I learned quickly what they had in store. Every job I said I'd take, they would give me more. When I asked Elijah Cummings how I'd see it through, he said there's always time to do the work you're supposed to do. Maryland, Maryland, he's from Maryland. Rest in power, my friend, from the state of But now Frederick Douglass calls to Harriet Tubman. Gotta raise the lantern for the conscience of our government. We know the backwards clock, we've learned to read the signs. From every bloody tug of war out on the Mason-Dixon line. Maryland, Maryland, lead the way again. Maryland, Maryland.
Maryland, Maryland, Maryland. Make sure you hit pause on that thing.
Maryland, Maryland,
Maryland,
Maryland.
And we are in Maryland, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, what
Mason
do you guys think?
Mason-Dixon line.
Frederick Douglass. Eastern Shore.
Baltimore. Maryland, 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 Maryland. Ooh. Maryland, 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 Maryland.
Okay, so
tell me what you think.
Okay, it sounded like she's just trying to give a history lesson, but it's
not. Is she from Maryland?
Let's look.
I feel like after hearing that song, I assume
she's
not
from New York.
Yeah, she's not from Maryland because. Basically, she only used freaking, what's it called? Logos. She used no pathos in that song. She only used Logos. She looked up facts about Maryland.
On Google. She probably used ChatGPT.
Probably used ChatGPT. Honestly.
She went,
she probably used Google, not chat.
Write me a song about Maryland.
Chat. Ayo, chat, write me a song about the facts of Maryland. Like, there was no emotion. I can tell she's not from Maryland because she feels nothing about Maryland, and she's just saying Maryland, Maryland, like a list. Lot.
Like, she wants to feel connected, and she wants to be like...
She wants.
I can see what her vision is. Like, she's trying to be like... I don't know. People write songs
like
about states or areas, like, with, like, a lot of love. Like, I think that's a good genre of song, but this was just... This did not do it.
Maybe... Mm. And she didn't even mention Street Maryland.
You yeah. mentioned Street Maryland.
No, she didn't.
Oh, yeah, she exactly. Didn't mention... You didn't even use anything personal.
Yeah, like she... Yeah, she didn't even talk about us. I thought she felt really connected to us.
I didn't. I could feel the disconnect from her.
Really?
Yes.
No, I feel like
no,
she loves
she
us.
She loved us.
Or she was maybe just shy.
Yeah, because it's probably overwhelming. All these people crying at your concert saying that
yeah, it was
you changed
freaky.
My childhood.
Yeah, like, that's weird.
Yeah, some people were like, it was kind of like a who can be the most like connected to Dar William off.
Yeah.
It's like, why would I be? Yeah. Like, obviously, we're all connected to her.
Yeah. It's like, come on, guys. It's not about you.
But then people would all
same
of a
thing
sudden...
with when the John Prine documentary.
Oh, yeah. We really? Were in a John Prine documentary too.
We've talked about this before.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Probably yeah. Your first episode.
Probably. That's our one claim to fame. But then when John Prine died, it didn't they come out. They're probably like, this is too intense.
But both of these things happened at our camp. And it's like, whenever we start doing this, like, people are just like, it's like, who can be the most emotionally affected by this music?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember everyone just started dropping out of nowhere. Like, yeah, I actually listened to Dar Williams outside of camp, and I listened to all of her songs, and I'm like actually her biggest fan.
And like my parents got married to her song.
Yeah, and,
like, and
then
it's like, come on, guys.
But that was one person.
Oh, is that real?
That their parents got married to the song.
Yeah, I thought I made that up.
No, that was real.
Oh shit.
Wait, I thought I was like calming you down. I mean, like, that was only one.
No, that was just the vibe I got of people being like, no, really connected.
Someone's like, yeah, got walked down the aisle to like a Dar Williams song.
Oh well, I must have remembered that subconsciously.
Ezra. But hot take, I don't like Dar Williams. I think her voice
is annoying.
I think her voice is annoying. I would never listen to any of her songs because I just think the sound is annoying. And I think some of her songs are good songs, but just not
She's
by
a
her.
Good songwriter, it's, but this is not good songwriting.
Yeah, yeah, this was the worst.
This was not good.
Yeah, she
okay, but that
she probably used chat.
No, it's not that.
There's
like,
no way.
She's like kind of like probably disconnected to like the chat stuff. No. So she like used it and was like, ooh, this is so cool. Like,
but my she's dad really connected to the environment. Like she made us get,
she wrote
us a check for $400, but we only had, could use it for an electric car charger.
Yeah, there's no way she uses AI. She's so
wait, she made us.
Yeah,
she gave us money specifically for an electric car charger.
That's messed up.
No, it's
I think that's. But electric cars are terrible for the environment.
They're better than cars. Oh wait, you're glitching.
Oh, no.
They're better than gas cars.
Yeah, they are better.
Like the batteries are horrible.
Yeah, I'm just trying to hate on Dar.
Oh,
but. Anyways, she's very sweet.
Like, wait, there's this picture of her.
We can't hate too hard.
No, she looks so I just cute. Get carried away in it because
no, it's the hate train is easy to.
Yeah, it's easy to be a hater sometimes.
She's so.
It's just
she
like,
kind of looks AI generated.
Like if I didn't see her in person, I wouldn't know if she's real.
No, but she's so cute.
She is cute.
I'm sorry, Dar. If you're listening,
Dar, if you're listening, this was all just trolling. And like, and I actually really love and respect you, and you changed my life.
That was one of the best days of my summers.
Yeah, it was so fun.
It was so beautiful. We were all like holding hands and singing together and dancing.
And dancing. It was beautiful.
Whoa.
I didn't mean that day like changed my
not
life.
Just that
like,
petty.
Your, a lot of your songs.
That's my favorite of her song, As Cool As I Am.
Yeah, that one's good.
I like Iowa.
Me too.
It's a highway filled with deep exotic colors and beautiful delicate things, as well as the perils that come from moving so fast. That's her describing modern life.
Wow. That's chat describing modern life.
Chat could never write that.
Hey, yo, chat.
Yeah, maybe not.
Wait, she's from London? Oh no, she has that many listeners from London.
So basically the other day, speaking of AI, I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't use AI, but then I realized I use the Google AI all the time.
You gotta slash no AI.
No, but it's so helpful. But I'm like, I was always like, oh, I don't use AI because I never use ChatGPT, but now it's like whenever I search something up, like I can just ask a question to Google and it will give me an answer. So I do use it.
Yeah. You are killing the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks when you look something up and you're not even meaning to like find an answer like that directly and it pops up and it's like, dang, I just
it's
killed.
Really useful though.
Yeah, we don't like
the environment for no reason.
I mean, Google used to be more like you'd have to like kind of delve deep, like
no, but
do
they
some
have the
research.
Pop up, like Wikipedia.
Yeah, but it wasn't AI.
It wasn't like
but
this
it wasn't
is
AI,
the answer.
But it was like yeah, I was like,
if it's something complicated, I don't trust it. But if it's something like,
when was Dar Williams born?
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't know. So maybe someday I'll turn that off. But
you can have lost your phases.
Yeah, people use like different browsers, like woke browsers.
Really?
Yeah.
Like GoGo Duck, DuckDuckGo.
Whoa.
To avoid AI.
I don't know if
and that's like, and like it's to, like less environmental.
And to avoid like data. Collection.
I don't even think about that.
Me either.
I'm like over that.
No, that is the real shit. Like,
I can't even think about that.
It's so scary.
Why?
Like, because they collect all of our data to basically keep us more and more addicted to technology. Like, it's not even about like, oh, they're just selling us. Like, it actually is affecting us. You gotta watch The Social Dilemma. Like, I would never care about, oh, I don't, what are they gonna do with my data? It's like, no, like, that is how they keep me hooked.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's something to think about.
They build like a model of us.
Well, what we have to do is do fake searches. We have our alternative browser.
We have to divert them.
We have our alternative
Throw
browser.
Them off the scent.
And then our like normal browser. And on the normal browser, every once in a while, we do like a little fake
what
search.
What would you do for a fake search?
Probably like black and white lines, subliminal.
Right.
Put me to sleep.
That would be the fake one.
But that's real. I want that.
I don't know. What do they need to think that we want?
Well, like, okay, what if you're trying to, like,
don't want?
Trick like, them that like, you're Republican.
Yeah, like frat party subliminal. That would throw them off our scent.
Okay.
Local
breweries.
That would.
That's true.
Local
birthing
small,
centers.
Small businesses. Small local businesses near me. Businesses near me.
We would never go to those.
Yeah, that would be definitely on the fake browser. Or the normal browser.
To throw them off the scent.
Boycotting Amazon.
How to support Amazon directly.
Yeah.
How to contribute all my wealth and resources to Amazon.
How to donate to Amazon.
How can I make a direct donation to Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk?
Yeah. Oh, I keep almost falling out of the chair. I'm just staring at the thing on the door that says never forget.
Yeah, it's weird. Who put that
okay,
there?
I said that was weird to bleep, and he thought I wasn't weird.
That, well, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
That
what
is.
Did he think the intention of it was?
Like, yeah, like never forget.
Like the Holocaust?
Yeah.
And he didn't think
but
it
was I was
weird.
Like, but it's weird because it's like giving like alt
like ironic
like
yeah, like,
like never
yeah
we yeah, should put like our new worker circle stickers like right next
if
to it.
If it just said never forget, I feel like it would be fine, but the barbed
but it's
wire
the barbed
is
wire.
Freaking
it's so
crazy
yeah.
It's just a basically I'm painting a picture if you're listening. It's a white sticker. It's about 4 inches tall by 6 inches long. And it has barbed wire, and in big black capital letters, it says "Never Forget," and it's from AE Pie.
And also, it's like on the door, and on the door, there's like a bunch of other stickers and like writing and graffiti style stuff. So it's just like one of the other like stickers and stuff. But it's just
yeah. What you looking
that's
at?
What it is.
I'm just looking at the stickers.
It's kind of weird.
Maybe they did this at. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on air, but
it's digital.
Like at Woke Synagogue, they like when the people like, you know, when the presidents go up to like say
yeah
their,
give the announcements,
they're like, and if you can't see me right now, I'm a white woman wearing this top and I have short
like,
hair
like for blind.
I wasn't sure
that's,
if it was
that
for
was
that
us on the first episode of Freak Folks when we described
ourselves
what we looked like.
Yes,
right now because we
have armpit hair.
Yeah, we're wearing these are our outfits just so you know the scene. Wait, so what?
But I would, like, is that, like, for, like, to prevent ableism or, like, if you're on Zoom, like.
Wait, if you're on Zoom, you can see, though, right?
I don't know, but I was just like, what is happening?
I've never heard that. That's some
bullshit. They're also like, if you can't see me right now, I'm a white woman.
So, if someone's just listening.
And I use she, her pronouns.
To anybody listening, we are white women.
Yeah.
And we have hairy armpits.
Not anymore.
Oh, really?
Well, actually, right now I do.
I'm going to have to shave mine for wedding.
No.
I know.
Wait, I had to shave mine for that wedding I went to.
Oh, yeah.
And it took a while to grow back.
Really? Mine grows back in like 2 days.
But like fully.
No, I know. Fully.
Fully. I haven't shaved my legs in like 6 years.
Holy. Holy. Wow.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel.
Somebody come get this girl. Anyways, I'm really,
it's 444.
444. I'm really thinking about movies and what movie we can watch tonight. So if you have any recommendations, call in. I'm really into French New Wave now. That's my new thing. If you have any French New Wave films that are really good,
Wait, is the movie you watch that you want to watch in French?
I don't want to watch it again, but I want to watch one of his other movies.
Yeah, is it in French?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was so good.
That's intense, but I just had some, I guess.
I mean, like, it's a foreign movie, but oh my gosh, guys, you need to get into French New Wave films. It'll change your life.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Whatever that means.
It's like from the 60s and stuff.
On that note?
On that note, we're going to listen to one of my favorite bands.
My favorite bands.
Ribbit. Ribbit. Ribbit.
Where you gonna go when you're hungry? Where you gonna go when you need money? Seems that you're scared. That's fair, well, I can't help you there. Just dial 100, collect on a payphone. Damn, bro, I hope that your mom's home. Wait at the train and your mom comes. Curses and poems, I got shotgun. What are you doing?
Long ago, and how often I've longed for those. those two loving arms that once held me so gentle and close. Oh, yeah. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish we could go back in time. Do you ever think back on old memories like that? Or do I ever cross your mind? When old memories appear, my eyes won't stay clear. When I think of those happier times, do you ever recall these old memories at all? Or do I ever cross your mind?
That was Dolly and
Do I Ever
Chet.
Cross Your Mind?
And
by Dolly and Chet.
Dolly. It's really important for us to talk about this today because over the past few days, there's a bit of a scare about Dolly's health.
And that is just terrible for the world.
But don't worry. She said that she's not dying yet.
And Lila has a quote from Dolly herself.
Yes. She said, I ain't dying yet.
Thank God.
I ain't dying.
Thank God, thank God, thank God. Trisha Paytas cannot have another baby.
What?
You know that, like, she would be reincarnated by one of...
Do you know this meme?
No.
Trisha Paytas's babies.
It was like when Queen Elizabeth died, it was the same day Trisha Paytas was having a baby. So everybody was like, oh, reincarnation. And then it happened again with...
I forget.
Another person. The Pope.
Yeah, the Pope. And then it happened again with her third baby.
With Charlie
most
Kirk?
Most recent. Wait, really?
No.
I don't think so.
Who did
so.
It happen with?
I don't know. I don't... It was definitely not Charlie Kirk.
Oh.
But yeah.
Trisha, I'm so sick Trisha's of talking like, about Charlie Dolly. Kirk.
Oh, yeah. We're done. Everyone's done.
Yeah.
Oh, that totally ended.
No.
People really?
Are still talking
oh,
about him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? I feel like it kind of stopped.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Her most recent baby is named Aquaman.
Yeah.
Oh. And the other one is Malibu
Wait,
Barbie
Trisha?
And Elvis.
Trisha? Yeah.
Oh, bless her heart.
Yes, bless her heart. I actually watched her most recent video the other day, like kind of giving us all life advice, and it was the best.
What was her advice?
Don't
well,
name
it. Well, it was just like, it's going to be hard, but once you like find your purpose, like it'll come and then things will align and. It was. She's just so beautiful.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Living in the city, so beautiful.
And we saw her early work, in Nathan for You.
Yeah. Back when she was on the streets.
Yeah. So.
So yeah.
We're Anyways, gonna wrap it up now.
Yeah. On that note, you guys just listen to I don't know what number this is.
Oh,
I think it's like five.
It's only five,
right?
Oh, semester.
Of the semester.
This is our fifth episode of
yeah.
the semester because
yeah.
it's week six and we didn't do it last week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hug the man.
Wait, we should. Yeah, I need to. Should keep track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you've been around this long, like, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for supporting us.
Yeah.
Make sure to drop a like down below.
Shout out to our friends in Boston.
Shout out Boston.
And shout out Keisha.
Shout out Trisha.
And shout out Trisha.
Yeah. And we'll see you guys when we're rejuvenated after fall break.
Yeah, we're tired.
We're tired. And I hope if you have a great fall break.
Have a great break, everyone.
Mwah.
Love
Bye.
Y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Could be good things in the air for me and
so enchanting in every way. It's everlasting every day. Sweet obsession, rose bouquets. Oh, it's heaven, or so they say. Every time I try, it's all too